In this bulletin, a train accident in Denmark leaves six dead and several injured. People who booked airfares through the online booking portal BestJet have been left angry and confused by the company's collapse. And mystery over India and Australia's lineups for the fourth cricket test in Sydney. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. At least six people have died in a train accident in Denmark. Local media reports the roof of a cargo train blew off in heavy winds, hitting a passenger train travelling in the opposite direction. The accident, which occurred on the Great Belt Bridge connecting the islands of Zealand and Funen, is the country's worst rail accident in almost 30 years. Chief Police Inspector Lars Bramhold says work to clear the scene is still underway.
At the current time, we've determined there are six dead and 16 who are injured. We're currently continuing the rescue work out at the location. The work, which hasn't been made easier by the hefty wind that remains, we still have a presumption that we'll be able to re-establish everything out there so we can move both of the trains.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is urging Taiwan to accept that it will soon be reunited with China. While Taiwan is self-governed and de facto independent, it's never formally declared independence from the mainland. China considers the island to be a breakaway province. Under the proposed terms of reunification, Taiwan would have the right to run its own affairs, a similar arrangement to what's used in Hong Kong. In a speech marking 40 years since the start of improving ties, Mr. Xi reiterated calls for peaceful unification, but also warned that China reserves the right to use force.
The Chinese should not fight fellow Chinese. We are willing to try our hardest with the biggest sincerity for the peaceful reunification of the motherland, because it serves the best interest of the compatriots across the straits and the whole nation. We will not rule out the use of force and will reserve all options of necessary measures.
The Taiwanese president says she'll never accept reunification under the terms being offered.
China should not try to make Taiwanese people succumb to them with repression and threats. Negotiations should be done between governments or between organizations accredited by governments. Any political negotiation that has not gone through the Taiwanese people's authorization and supervision shall not be called democratic negotiation. This is Taiwan's stance, and so it is democracy's stance.
The West Australian government has made a $1 million payment to the family of a young girl who suffered a severe brain injury when she was electrocuted at a public housing property. Dinesha Woods suffered a near-fatal electric shock from a garden tap when she tried to turn off a hose. The family is suing the state government and could be eligible for millions in compensation. But while that legal action is underway, the government has made what it calls a series of act of grace payments, which would be deducted from any damages the family might receive. The latest payment was offered just before Christmas. People who booked airfares through the online booking portal BestJet have been left angry and confused by the company's collapse. Hundreds of customers have joined a Facebook group sharing stories as they try to establish if their flights will be honoured or their fares refunded. Benjamin Gaylor used BestJet to book flights with Emirates from Melbourne to Italy for a family holiday. He says he was shocked to receive a phone call on New Year's Eve informing him the flights for their dream getaway wouldn't be honoured.
I've booked with these type of companies for 20 years, and so I didn't see it as a risky prospect at all. I was quite stunned when this all happened.
To cricket, and Australian Test captain Tim Payne says he's confident the team's batsmen will perform better in the fourth and final test against India, which starts today in Sydney. It comes after a disappointing batting performance in the third test in Melbourne. A draw or win for India in Sydney will secure its first ever test series win in Australia. Payne says increasing run output is Australia's main focus for the test.
In the last test, whilst our batters didn't set the world on fire, most guys got a start and showed that they can succeed at this level. So this test is going to be a real focus from our batting group. We know we're not going to win too many test matches without scoring hundreds, so that's something we've spoken about, something we're really keen to improve and address.
We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, an early shower or two and 24. Adelaide, sunny and very hot, 41 degrees. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 28. Hobart, much the same, 28 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, a possible storm, 34. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 28. Newcastle, sunny and 30. Brisbane, a possible shower, 30 degrees. Cairns, a few showers, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.